This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
All right, so Matt, welcome back. We missed you.
I missed you as well, Michelle. It was honestly, for me, it was like if I'm going in the pecking order, I miss my wife, I miss my son, and then I miss coming in here with you every day.
I'm going to call BS on that one. But you were at SEC Media Days. How did it go?
It was fantastic, and actually what I'd like to do, for those that don't know, Michelle, it's 4 days. It's the unofficial start of the college football season. 1,200 credentialed media members gather normally in Hoover. This year, it was in Atlanta, and we listened to all 14 SEC coaches, the commissioner, and three players from each school gather and say basically nothing over those 4 days, but pretend like they're saying an awful lot. So what I would hope to do is maybe take about 60 seconds here and go one by one and give you my biggest talking point coming out of media days for each school. Will that work for you?
Yeah, that works. Perfect.
All right, well, let's get started. Then maybe you can even give me a little bed music. Yeah, I like that there. Here we go.
Right, there we go.
The Alabama Crimson Tide.
For the first time in 35 years, we were not in Hoover, which meant no gigantic goofballs taking a day off of work to stand in a hotel lobby to get autographs from college kids.
The Arkansas Razorbacks.
Arkansas has a lineman whose name is spelled H-J-E-L-T-E, pronounced Yelda. Yelda Froholt. He's got a ponytail, and he's like a legit real-life Viking. He's amazing.
The Auburn Tigers.
Gus Malzahn is actually really tall.
The Florida Gators.
Dan Mullen was wearing amazing shoes. Jordans with a suit. Good on you, Danny.
The Georgia Bulldogs.
Kirby Smart's a coward. Next time, bring your starting quarterback, who is a couple of seconds away from winning you a national championship, dope.
The Kentucky Wildcats.
Mark Stoops said he's sick and tired of being close to winning big games. Good on you for the candor, Mark Stoops.
Okay, I want to do this one. The Fighting Tigers of LSU.
LSU, the only school in the Southeastern Conference not to bring its student athletes to Radio Row. Awesome distinction.
The Mississippi State Bulldogs.
How about Joe Morehead, a guy from the Northeast, but he was eating Kool-Aid dipped pickles on Radio Row. Way to try to fit in there, Joey boy.
The Ole Miss Rebels.
If you haven't seen Matt Luke smile when the reporter said, hey, go look it up.
I can't find the Missouri drop, so miss you.
I didn't even know they were there.
The South Carolina Gamecocks.
Debo Samuel's jacket. Google it if you haven't seen it. Dude's got S-T-Y-L-E.
The Tennessee Volunteers.
Jeremy Pruitt is actually a hick. The accent is amazingly offensive.
Also can't find Texas A&M.
Boy, those Aggies are downright giddy.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
Hey, good for you, Derek Mason. He came in Wednesday, did 2 hours on Radio Row before checking into the hotel, wake up Thursday morning, did more Radio Row before taking his turn. Dude needs all the pub he can get, and he got it. Good on you, Derek Mason. All right, Michelle, there you have it. 14 observations from SEC football media days. Now, look, even if you weren't there now, you know every single thing that happened over those 4 days in Atlanta.
Very well done. Our very own Around the SEC on Southern Rock and the flagship for LSU sports, Eagle 98.1, where you can hear Matt's Moment every day right here at 420.